Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A cannon turns on wooden wheels, revealing the darkness of its barrel. It fires a cannonball, which spins into a disco ball. Searchlights shine onto the ball hanging above letters that read, War Party. White letters appear over a black background that reads, The Solution Entertainment Group. At night, in a dark auto repair shop, light filters through two paneled windows on either side of a garage door, which has a rectangular window running across the middle of it. To the right of the garage door, light reflects faintly off of the hood of a vehicle. Looking out from the interior of another car, fluorescent lights flicker on overhead. A man with glasses, wearing a beanie and mechanic's coveralls, steps out from a doorway. He presses a button beside the garage door, then moves past rows of tool chests and cabinets to a parked car as the door rises open. He climbs into the driver's seat and adjusts his beanie. He drives out of the garage and pulls the car onto a two-lane street lined with warehouse-style brick buildings. Bright street lamps shine down as he stops the car, then puts a hand on the passenger seat headrest. He reverses past the garage door, then reaches for the handbrake. A man with short dark hair stands close to a sign with the numbers 340 beside the garage door. The man with the coveralls exits the car while it continues to run. He approaches the man by the sign.
Got a red trunk. What? The trunk is red. The car is black. The lid of the trunk is red.
Yes, so.
So I said nondescript. You know, it's got a red trunk.
Nondescript?
Yeah, is it non-recognizable? Is it not a black fucking car with a red fucking trunk?
That's what they paid for.
Shock scoop?
Yep.
Brakes?
Yep. Clutch, brakes, suspension, steering wheel, everything that was on that list. $6,000 worth.
$6,000, huh?
Yeah.
Fill it up.
I gotta go, man.
The man in mechanic's coveralls enters the garage. The door closes. With his face cloaked in shadow, the short-haired man steps over to the car and pushes down on its hood. He runs a hand along the hood, then moves past the passenger side door and disappears around the back of the vehicle, which jolts up and down. He slides into the driver's seat. He places a paper bag in the passenger seat, then pulls the seatbelt across his body. The driver's seat lowers down. He places his right hand on the steering wheel, glances out of the passenger side window, then removes his right hand and adjusts the rear view mirror. He stares down at the center console, then runs a hand along the steering wheel as he turns it slightly. He reaches for the handbrake. He adjusts the stick shift. Light from the street lamps overhead slips in and out of the car as it rolls past the brick buildings. He rockets past his stop sign, reaches over a smartphone with headphones in the center console, then shifts gears. With both feet, he pumps the accelerator and brake at the same time. Outside, the car's wheels drift around the corner of an intersection. Droplets of water cover a side mirror and exhaust pipes. Inside, the speedometer glows red while he shifts gears once more. Outside, he rounds another corner. Inside, he moves a foot from the clutch, then eases off from the brake with the other. Light reflects off the windshield, revealing the driver, who was in his mid-40s with light stubble. He glances down at the passenger seat. Yellow letters appear over a black background. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. A War Party production. A Solution Entertainment Group production. Frank Grillo in a film by Jeremy Rush. Droplets of water cling to a car window as blurred lights gleam in the distance. Title: Wheelman. Opening credits appear as he drives through a tunnel. Caitlin Carmichael, Garrett Dillahunt, Shay Wingham, Wendy Maniz, John Senatiempo, and Slain. Casting by Mary Vernieu and Lindsey Graham, CSA. Original music by Brooke Blair and Will Blair. Costume designer, Virginia B. Johnson. Film editor, Padraic McKinley. Production designer, Deb Cutler. Director of photography, Huami Asperos, AEC. Executive producers, J. Todd Harris, Chatty Eli Matter, Scott C. Silver, Lisa Wilson, Anders Erden, Art Robinson, and Tyler Armstrong. Produced by Miles Nestel, Craig Chapman, Frank Grillo, and Joe Carnahan. Over the Red Trunk of the Car, written and directed by Jeremy Rush. Inside the car, the driver taps on the steering wheel with taped fingers. The screen of his phone in the center console lights up. The screen reads, "Calling Clay."
"Hey, this is Clay. Leave me a message. I'll call you."
"Clay, I don't want to leave you a message. I'm on my way to work. It should only take 30 minutes or so, and then I'm going to go to the party, but I got no parking instructions, bro. Nobody call me about parking. Clay, pick up the phone. Call me back. Come on."
The screen reads, "Incoming call, Katie."
"Hey, Kate, what's going on? I'm working, sweetheart."
"Dad, I'm going to the Phoenix tonight, so I'll be home at, like, 1 or 2.
1 or 2?
Yes.
"What's the Phoenix?"
"It's a place."
"Yeah, what kind of place?"
"A music place. Like, live music."
"Oh, like live music. Wow, that sounds fun. Who's driving?"
"Dad, I'm not calling to ask you. I'm calling to tell you, as a courtesy."
"Sweetheart, you're 13 years old. 13. You are calling to ask me. Well, you don't have to go. You can stay home. Your choice."
"I think Audrey's driving. But maybe Ryan."
"No Ryan."
"Dad!
You're not going through this again. You screwed up with Ryan last time."
"Oh, that's so unfair. You can't make me stay home on a Friday night."
"It's not up for discussion, Kate. I can't talk. I'm busy. I gotta work."
"I'm just gonna go anyways."
"Don't leave the apartment or you're grounded for life. Do you hear me?"
"I'm going anyways."
"Don't
leave
the apartment."
"I'm going anyways."
"Kate."
He pulls the car over, then glances out of the driver's side window. The cord of an earphone dangles from his ear. The shadowy figure of a man steps away from a side door between two shop fronts. With a duffel bag in his arms, he crosses the street towards the car. Another man exits the door, then follows. A Caucasian man with a short blonde mohawk and a dark-skinned man with a bald head and goatee slide into the back seat. The driver licks his bottom lip and glances around as he pulls away. He stares at the rearview mirror as he adjusts it. Shadows pass over his face as he gazes out of the windows.
"Red trunk?"
The driver's eyes dart in the rearview mirror.
"I mean, I'm not poisoned. You must be a good driver, since I've never seen anyone drive a stick on a job before." "Yeah, those automatics. Column shifters or whatever."
Blurred light filters into the car. The tip of the driver's tongue lingers on his bottom lip. He tilts his head as he stares out of the window.
"You want to hear something funny? My girlfriend thinks I'm too old to rock a hog. So you know what I did? I just grabbed a pair of clippers. I just zinged this right off like that. Last couple weeks. Ever since. What's your name, man?"
The driver's eyes reflect in the rearview mirror.
"I don't want to talk."
"What?" "Chit-chat. I don't chit-chat unless it's about the job."
"Talk about the job?"
"Yeah. You know, get in, look out, watch for the cops, that kind
cop,
of shit."
"Cop, where's it? I'm just playing."
The dark-skinned man glances at the man with the mohawk who reaches towards the passenger seat.
"It's in the back." "What was that?"
"Sit back."
"What's that?"
"Sit back."
"What is it?"
"Sit back."
"I will."
"Just sit the fuck back. It's my lunch."
"Lunch?"
"Yeah, my lunch." "I don't know how long I'm going to be out here tonight, so I brought my lunch."
"Oh, so you think we might be out here a while, huh?"
"Let's hope not, right? Just sit back."
"Okay."
The man with the mohawk leans back.
You're carrying the right?
What?
You got a piece on you, a whistle, gun? All business with the big man up front. No chit-chat, no talk, silent type. That's Clint Eastwood up front. You know who that is? Do the brothers love Clint Eastwood?
They drive past illuminated store signs.
What's your fucking name, man?
I'm not telling you my name, man.
No?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, I gotta call you something. Three dudes sitting in a fucking car, nothing to call each other. That's just weird, man. I think that's just fucking weird.
Yeah, you know what's weird, cowboy, is you keep fucking asking me my name. That's weird. I drive the car, I'm the wheel man. Okay? That's it. End of story.
That's it? You're just a wheel man?
That's right.
You just drive the car?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then I'll just call you wheel man.
That's fine.
I know that's fine. And you can call me a motherfucker. What about you?
My name is Ben Oakley. But you can call me, I want my fucking money.
Wow. The whole thing, huh? Okie dokie, Ben Oakley. The guy in the front has a black belt in fucking weirdness. That's real, man. I'm motherfucker. Here we are. Still fucking weird, but at least we're all somebody, right?
Motherfucker wiggles his eyebrows at Ben O'Cree. Outside, light reflects off of the red trunk, which is covered with droplets of water. Inside the car, Wheelman pulls the steering wheel to the left. Motherfucker glances forward. Ben O'Cree holds the end of a gun. Now wearing a hat, Ben O'Cree stares out of his window. Wheelman turns into a parking lot with a single parked SUV, then stops across from a brick building with large windows stretching from the ground to roof, which are surrounded by white arches. A sign beside the arches reads, Second Star Bank.
What are you doing? Pull closer.
I can see everything better from here.
It's a long fucking walk. Pull closer.
I'll be here. I'll be right here.
Wheelman nods. Motherfucker stares unblinkingly towards him, then slips a balaclava over his head. Ben O'Cree covers his face with a bandana. Wheelman's phone reads, incoming call, out of area. He presses answer as the two men exit the back seat.
Yeah.
You know who this is?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll fucking talk to you next time!
Say it.
Guns drawn, the two men enter the bank.
You're the handler. You hired Clay, Clay hired me.
So you're driving for me. How do you like the car?
It's fine, man, it's fine. Where's Clay?
No issues with it?
Trunk's red, but...
What's that?
Nothing, it's fine, man. I need the drop. Clay never gave me the drop.
What do you think of the other two?
They're inside doing your thing right now.
Oh, they're in the bank.
They're in the bank right now. I need the drop. I don't have the drop.
What do you think of me?
I don't know you.
You don't know me? You just told me you know who I am.
I know it's your job, okay? I never met you. I don't know your name. I don't know anything.
I know you.
Is that right?
How many years did you do for that warehouse fire? 3 years. I'm guessing your ass is a little tender and you owe big. And so here you are.
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
For the rest of the night, you don't take any calls except for this block number. When the other two get back in the car, they'll put the money in the trunk. Then I want you to leave them.
The fuck does that mean?
Leave them behind.
I'm not fucking doing that.
You will.
I'm not leaving them behind.
They're gonna kill you.
Where's Clay?
I told them to kill you at the drop.
I want to talk to Clay.
Leave them behind or they'll shoot you in the head at the drop.
The men tap on the trunk.
Open up. Where the fuck is Clay?
Let's go.
Motherfucker goes to get into the car, but rolls to the ground as Wheelman tears out of the parking lot.
Fuck!
He steers left through an intersection. His eyes dart to the rearview mirror. An AK-47 lays in the back seat.
Hey, this is Clay. Leave me a message.
Clay!
I'll call you.
Clay, there's a fucking problem, man. Call me back. Shit. Hello?
That's totally ridiculous.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Where's Clay?
Hey, where'd Clay go? I'm not sure. I just
see if he's there. See if he's there.
He's not here. I don't know where he's at. I just picked up his phone.
Listen, tell him to call his driver.
His driver?
Yes, fucking okay. Driver. It's urgent. Don't be fucking around. Tell him to call his driver.
Okay, it's driver.
Out of area.
Where the fuck's Clay?
Where are you?
I want to talk to Clay, man.
Where are you?
I don't know. I don't know where I am, man. Lincoln and Third somewhere. Where's the drop?
You know, I headed to the drop.
Come again?
Now that I know you're the kind of guy who would leave his fucking crew behind.
Hey! Fuck face! You told me to leave them!
It's not your fault. You do what you gotta do to survive, right?
You know what? Fuck you, man. I don't know you. I wanna talk to Clay.
Now there's a few more
fuck
things you need to
do. Where's Clay?
You better shut your fucking mouth and do what I tell you to do, you hear me? You're gonna get hurt.
Why don't you tell me where you are, tough guy, okay? And then you could hurt me.
No, we'll get to that.
I hope we do.
First things first. I want you to count the money.
What do you mean, count the money?
Asshole, pull over and count the money.
I'm not fucking counting anything till I get to a safe spot.
How long?
Where's out of area?
What?
Your number says out of area. Where is it?
Don't worry about where I am. Worry about where the fuck you are.
I hope you're somewhere safe, pal.
How long?
Hold on.
Wheelman glances down a street as he turns past it, then pulls up beside a building. His eyes shift to the rearview mirror as he stops the car. The cord to his earphones gets tangled as he opens the door.
Fuck.
Looking through the back window, Wheelman opens the trunk and places the gun down inside. He stares up through the gap between the trunk and the body of the car, then holds up bundles of cash. He glances over his shoulder before continuing to rummage around. He pulls out the gun, then returns to the driver's seat. He places the gun onto the passenger seat, puts an earphone into his ear, then reaches for his seatbelt.
Hey, it's about 200 grand, maybe a little bit more. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, how much?
It's about $200,000.
Did you count it?
Yeah, I counted it. It's different fucking bills.
Different bills? So you didn't count it?
No, look, it's different fucking denominations. It's about 200,000.
Go and fucking count it again.
Oh, fuck yourself. I'm not counting it again. Hey. Hey! Fuck. Fuck.
He grabs the earphone, throws it down, then picks up the gun. He returns to the trunk. He glances over his shoulder at the vacant street, then turns back to the open trunk. He passes stacks of bills through his hands. He stares through the back window, then thumbs through a stack. Behind him, at the end of the street, a figure dressed in black brings a motorcycle to a stop. The dark figure stares towards Wheelman, rifling through the trunk. The figure leaves while Wheelman continues flipping through the different stacks of bills. Wheelman climbs back into the car with the gun. He grabs his earphone.
It's $230,000. Minus $1,000 for me counting twice. That's my clerical fee.
Yes, how much?
Jesus fucking Christ, $230,000. Where do you keep fucking going?
How much money is
it's
that?
It's $230,000.
You sure?
Fucking sure.
All right, sit tight. I'll call you back.
He shifts into gear. He emerges out of an alley. His eyes dart to the rearview mirror as he turns ahead of oncoming traffic onto a brightly lit street. In the center console, his phone reads, "Incoming call, unknown." He glances down at the illuminated screen, then presses decline. A message notification reads, "Text from, unknown." He presses the notification and a text bubble appears on screen. "You and Clay are dead." He glances down once more as the screen reads, "Incoming call, out of area."
You pulled away.
How do you know I pulled away?
Go to Chandler Station.
Incoming call.
Someone else calling you?
He presses decline.
No. Is that the drop?
Do you know where Chandler Station is?
Yeah, I know where fucking Chandler Station is. I'm not a moron. What do you want me to do?
I want you to drive there and don't answer any other phone calls.
Fuck yourself.
Dad?
What's up, Kate?
I'm at home. I just wanted to tell you so you don't freak out. And this sucks.
Yeah, I know it sucks. Just watch a movie, okay? Good girl.
I called Mom. I'm going over there tomorrow.
You're not going over there, Kate.
I already called her.
You're not going, okay? This is my weekend.
It's my weekend, too, and I'm not just gonna sit around here just waiting
around.
Do
me a favor. Listen.
I'm going
listen.
To Mom's.
I love you. I don't have time for this right now, okay?
What do you
I'm
have
very
time
busy,
for, Dad?
Kate.
You and Mom
who is that?
Are
divorcing. Who are you? Who is that?
What?
Who is that?
I can't
hear. Hey. Who is that? Is that Ryan? Kate?
We're just gonna watch a movie or something.
Put him on the phone. Put him on the phone.
No.
Put him on the phone!
Hang up.
Kate! Son of a bitchin' kid.
Hey, what's up? This is Katie. Leave me a message and I'll call you right back. Bye.
Catherine, call your father back. Now, call me back.
He glances out of the window as a cop car passes him going the opposite direction on the other side of a median. He stares towards his side mirror as the cop pulls a U-turn through a gap in the low barrier. His eyes shift to his rear-view mirror, and he moves a hand from the steering wheel to the stick shift. Blue and red lights flash as the cop car speeds up and passes him. His phone screen reads, "Incoming call, Clay."
Clay?
What is going on?
This whole thing's gone fucking sideways, Clay.
Wait, what? What? What do you mean?
This fucking job, it's fucked, man. This guy's jerking me around. He made me leave the other two guys at the bank.
What? Who?
The fucking handler guy.
No, who got left behind?
The other guys, he made me leave them, bro.
You left them? Where are they now?
I don't know.
Holy shit, those were my guys. You shouldn't have done that. Why didn't you call me?
I did call you, Clay. I called you 50 fucking times. Look at your phone, man. Why don't you have your phone on?
I have, but...
This guy told me to fucking leave him when they came out of the bank. He said they were gonna shoot me, Clay.
Shoot you?
Yes.
He said they were gonna shoot you. But you made the drop, though, right?
Did I make the drop, you fucking idiot? You didn't tell me where the drop was.
It's 8 o'clock. It's almost 8.
I know.
It's 7:55.
I know what time it is, Clay. Shut the fuck up. Where's the drop?
I don't know. He's supposed to give you the spot. Man, this fucking cop's going to pull something.
Oh, you knew he was going to pull something, but you don't know him? What's his fucking name?
I don't
name?
Know him. He's a Jefferson Avenue guy. That's all
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I know fucking Jeff F, motherfucker. He's a West End guy. What is his name?
I don't know who he is. I only talked to him on the phone.
You should be attached to his hip.
I just set it up for him. I don't want to know the guy any more than... Ah, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck me.
Fuck
man.
You, Clay. Listen
fuck
to me.
Me.
Listen to me. Are you setting me up, bro?
No, I am not setting you up. He's going to call you with the drop.
Yeah, since when?
Hey.
Since when, Clay? You don't know the fucking ball from the bounce. You're either too dumb and you don't know it. You're fucking dumber.
No.
And you're trying to fucking set me up.
Those
weren't... Why didn't you use your crew?
Those weren't even my guys. He'll call you with the drop, okay? You make the drop, we finish this.
Motherfucker. You motherfucker, you let him put two strangers in the car with me, man.
Well,
how long we go back?
I didn't know
how
that.
Long we go back?
I
they were gonna
know
fucking
that.
Clip me, Clay. You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that? I got a call from somebody else. Did you know that?
What? Who?
Oh, what? Who? I don't know. Somebody fucking texted me that you and I were dead. You and I were dead. You got any ideas, Clay?
I don't know.
Yeah, say you don't know again, motherfucker. Say you don't know again. I'm gonna fucking tattoo it on your forehead.
You borrowed their money. You went into the hole with them, not me. You chill.
Don't you tell me to chill! I gotta get this fucking car off the road, you hear me? I haven't been out a year. Not a fucking year! You gotta fix this, Clay.
I'm gonna fix this. He'll call you. You make the drop and we're done.
Fuck off.
His phone screen reads, "Incoming call, Katie."
Fuck. Put him on the phone. Put him on the phone, Kate.
Dad, I'm not gonna talk to you when you're this angry.
I'm not angry. I just want to talk to Ryan. It's okay. Put him on the phone.
I don't want to talk to him. Hello?
Ryan.
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about being in my home along with my daughter. You listening?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, our family's going through a bit of a rough patch at the moment. And what Katie really needs right now, Ryan, what she really needs is a good friend. I love my daughter more than my own life. Do you understand? More than my life. More than your life. Are we clear?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. We're just gonna watch a movie.
You're gonna watch a movie? That sounds great. And you'll be home by 9 o'clock, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Put Kate back on.
Yeah.
So he's gonna watch a movie with you, and then he's gonna leave at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Do I need to say anything else?
No.
You sure? Problem solved?
Yes.
Okay. I'll see you in a little bit.
Out on the street, taillights and street lamps blur. Multicolored spheres move in and out of focus, then fade away. Inside the car, Wheelman glances out of the window, then down at the console. He turns the car left under a graffiti-covered overpass. His phone screen reads, incoming call, out of area.
Yeah.
Take the delivery road to the left.
He drives past factory-style buildings.
You know, I'm really sick of your fucking music. How far up?
Go all the way up around the ramp.
He turns right past a hooded figure sitting on a staircase under a side light.
Straight around?
Just keep going straight. Take the right, go all the way down.
He drives along the back side of a building. Straight ahead, a lamp beams down onto two doors. He slows the car, then turns right onto a slight decline. A metal railing trails off into a short road, which opens up in the distance.
Where do you want me to make this drop?
You're not making a drop. You're gonna make an exchange.
Well, fuck that. Just tell me where to drop the money. I'm not making an exchange.
Go to the bottom. There's a loading dock.
Hello?
He glances out of his window as he rounds the end of a building into a clearing. Bright lights from a loading dock overhang shine down onto a car and a group of men in one of the bays. Off to the left, two men step out from in between two parked vehicles. He stares at them as they begin to move towards his car.
Fuck.
He grasps the stick shift. He glances around frantically, then slams the stick shift into gear. He spins the steering wheel around as he speeds away.
Fuck.
Buildings whip by his window. He drives back under the overpass. On a city street, Wheelman cruises past high-rises looming overhead.
Exchange? Exchange my ass. It was a fucking buy.
A buy?
A drug buy, Clay.
Who?
I don't know, Clay. Who gives a shit? I'm not running drugs.
Oh, listen, man. I think let's not rock the boat in this thing. Did
you know about this?
No.
You set this up?
No, I didn't do that. I'm trying to get us out of this.
I think you're full of shit, Clay.
Okay, then you tell me what you want me to do.
What I want? You set it up.
If you won't do the buy, I don't know what to do.
Find someone to do the buy, Clay.
Someone else?
Yeah, someone else. Call around. Find another jerk-off driver to make this buy. Get me out of it.
All right, okay, shit. I'll do it.
Good.
No, I mean, I'll do it.
Yeah, make the calls.
No, I'm gonna do the buy.
You are?
Just bring me the fucking car, I'll do it. You're out.
I'm not bringing you this car.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
What, you put me in a spot here, man?
Oh, I put you in a spot.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell him? Do you know what's going to happen if I call them?
Tell me who he is.
What? No.
Tell me who he is.
Why do you care who he is?
Why do I care? Because it's my ass on the line with the West End guys. I owe him money. It's my ass. I want to know who I'm fucking dealing with. I want a name. I want a number.
I'll tell him you stole the money.
You what?
I'll tell him that you're not taking any of my calls and you're running out with his money.
I'll cut your fucking nuts off. I swear to God. You hear me? Clay! Fucking ass.
The single headlight of a motorcycle shines a short distance behind the wheelman's car.
Yo, it's Cheetah. Leave a message.
Cheetah! Hey man, I got myself into a situation. I need some help. Call me back.
A white SUV brakes as they enter a tunnel. The SUV swerves slightly as Wheelman passes it. The SUV shines its high beams and tailgates Wheelman. It pulls up beside him. A man leans out of the passenger side window.
Fuck you, bitch! Fucking...
Wheelman lowers his window, then points the AK-47 at the man. Wheelman stashes the gun away as the SUV swerves to a stop behind him. The single headlight of the motorcycle beams as it speeds around the rear end of the SUV. His eyes narrow slightly as he stares at his rearview mirror. He puts his earphone in.
Clay?
You're gonna do this thing, or I'm gonna call him right now and tell him you stole it.
Now listen to me, this is what's gonna fucking happen. You're gonna tell me who this fucking asshole is, and I'm gonna call him and tell him where I'm gonna drop this money, and we're fucking done.
No.
You hear me?
You are fucking this up, and I am not gonna be a part of this.
Fuck. Don't hang up.
Don't
what? Fucking hang up,
Clay. Are you shitting?
Is this you?
What are you doing?
Don't say a fucking word, okay? I'm gonna drop this money, I'm gonna tell you where it is. You fucking call me again, you text me, I'll burn every fucking dollar.
He hangs up. He eyes the motorcycle in the rear view, then slams his foot onto the brake. His car slows to a halt and the motorcycle stops a short distance behind him. He hits the gas. Wheelman brakes once more. He eyes the rear view as the motorcycle stops. Wheelman speeds forward, then brakes. The motorcycle brakes simultaneously. Wheelman focuses on his rear view mirror as the headlights of a car speed up behind the motorcycle.
Clay? Clay?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can't negotiate with them. I can't fucking threaten them. I can't fix this unless I know who I'm dealing with.
I told you, I don't know him.
You are totally full of bullshit, okay? I need to know who booked this fucking job. All you do is sit in a fucking bar and make phone calls. Make a fucking phone call and get me a name, you hear me?
I can't.
Clay, I'm gonna call you
no,
back.
I am not calling
anyone. 5 minutes!
Incoming call, Jessica.
I can't talk to you right now,
better
Jessica.
He hangs up. His eyes dart to the stopped motorcycle in his rear view. He declines an incoming call from Jessica, then taps on the name Cheetah in his contacts list.
Yo, it's Cheetah. Leave a message.
Cheetah? Hey, man, I need you to meet me in the garage down in Grand, all right? I got myself into a situation. I need some help, brother man. Call me back.
His gaze shifts back to his rear view.
I knew you wouldn't answer. Kate's calling me, telling me you're not home. She's there alone with Ryan? That kid is 17. You left your 13-year-old daughter alone with her 17-year-old boyfriend, and you know...
Wheelman removes his earphone briefly. Cars drive past him and the motorcycle as he gazes into his rear view.
You want to... for some custody thing? You're such an asshole. I'm giving you a chance with Katie, but I am not... I can't... I'm taking Kate.
He lowers his window, reaches for the AK-47, then brandishes the weapon outside of the car.
Come on, motherfucker. Wanna play?
His eyes fixed on the rear view, he pulls the gun back inside the car and rolls up the window. He shifts his feet onto the accelerator. The motorcyclist follows as Wheelman slowly rolls forward. He dials Clay.
Not calling anyone.
You mean you're fucking not calling anyone? I'm in a fucking bucket load of shit here, which means you're in a bucket load of shit. I'm in a fucking tunnel with all the money, and I'm not fucking going anywhere until you give me some fucking answers.
Go back to Chandler fucking station and do what you get paid to do.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
What?
How do you know I went to Chandler station?
What?
I never told you to drop us at Chandler station. How did you know I went to Chandler station?
What the fuck are you talking
Where
about?
Where are you? Where are you, you motherfucker? You at the bar?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit. Fuck.
Outside the car, objects reflect off of Wheelman's window as he speeds up. Inside, he glances towards his rear view. Outside, he exits the tunnel. Inside the car, he taps on his phone screen.
Yo, it's Cheetah. Leave a message.
Fucking me up, Cheetah. I got a car. I gotta get off the road, man. Call me back. Call me fucking back.
He eyes the rear view as the faint blur of a single headlight flashes in the distance. He brakes and glances over his shoulder as the headlight behind him comes to a stop. He glances down at text bubbles from an unknown contact that read, "I'm going to kill Clay, then I'm going to find you. That is my money." His gaze rises from his phone as he stares at the rear view pensively. He looks away, then grabs the AK-47.
Yeah.
What was it I fucking told you?
What?
You don't listen to me. You're gonna get hurt.
He glances back to an empty road. Bullets shatter the rear window. Two bullets exit the windshield. He slams on the accelerator. Outside, the car tires spin. Inside, he shifts gears. Outside, lights reflect off of the side of the car. Inside, a cracked windshield. Outside, the motorcyclist swerves around a car as he and Wheelman speed past it. Inside, Wheelman pulls the steering wheel left. Outside, he rounds a bend with the motorcycle following tightly behind. The motorcycle crosses behind Wheelman. The tires of his car skid as it drifts across the pavement. They pass by another vehicle. The motorcyclist pulls a gun. Inside, Wheelman ducks as the motorcyclist pulls close to his window, then drops back. Outside, Wheelman rounds a corner through an intersection. The motorcycle zooms up behind him. Inside the car, buildings pass by windows as he rockets down a street. He slows slightly as he turns a corner down a road lined with street lamps. Outside, he glances towards his side mirror and rear view. Inside, he rounds another corner, then swerves around a parked car. Outside, the motorcycle crashes into it. Inside his car, Wheelman gapes as he comes to a halt. He stares wide-eyed at his rear view. He gazes over his shoulder, then glances at his rear view once more. Outside, the motorcyclist lies motionless in a crumpled pile next to the wreckage. Wheelman's car creeps away down the road. Inside, he glances towards the passenger side window, then the rear view. He fixes his gaze forward. Outside, along the side of the car, a spinning wheel fades to Wheelman inside the car. He steers around a corner and onto a street lined with mostly darkened shop fronts. He slows as he approaches groups of people casually chatting on the sidewalk next to a brick bar front. Light from a street lamp and signs above shine down. Wheelman stares out at a man with short brown hair who has his hands in his pockets. The man eyes Wheelman driving past, then enters the building through a green door. Wheelman continues down the street. Dark shop fronts whiz past as he speeds up. He passes parked cars and blurred figures as he turns right. His headlights shine down an alley as he turns into it. He pulls into a parking lot, then parks. His headlights beam onto the back door of a brick building. He pulls out his earphone, then grabs the AK-47 in the passenger seat. He glances out of his windows before climbing out of the car. He steps to the front of the car, then glances back momentarily. He enters the back door, leaving the car's headlights glaring. The door bursts open. Wheelman drags the brown-haired man out by his collar while pointing the AK-47 at him. He slams the man onto the hood. Men come out of the door. He slams the brown-haired man into the car door. He forces the man into the car.
You fucking fuck.
Wheelman points the AK-47 at the men, who put their hands into the air. He strikes one of the men in the face with the butt of his gun and knocks him down. Wheelman steps to the driver's side door as the other men help him up.
Help me!
Shut up! Shut up!
He elbows the brown-haired man, then tears out of the parking lot.
Hey! Oh, Jesus!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
What'd you do? Who is this?
Who's calling? Who is fucking calling me?
Who is it?
Hey, you fucking threaten me one more time, I swear to God I'm gonna Molotov this car and the fucking money, you hear me? I'll fucking fry the whole thing, I swear to God. Hello?
You hijacked my fucking bank job. Now you know I'm gonna kill you and that double-crossing cunt next to you, right?
Oh, shit.
You two are fucking dead.
A man exits a car in front of them and opens fire. Wheelman reverses down an alley.
Fuck.
His car spins around as he slams both feet onto the brake.
Who was that? Don't fuck with me, who was that?
It's a West End guy.
Who was that?
That's the West End guy.
That's the West End guy? That's the fucking handler? Who's the fucking Jaws guy? Did you fucking set this up? You motherfucker!
The brown-haired man glances over his shoulder. Wheelman speeds in the middle of two lanes down an empty street. Tailgates blur in the distance. Later, Wheelman and the brown-haired man park on a street.
If that guy shooting at us is the West End guy, who the fuck have I been talking to all night?
He's just...
Clay.
I don't...
Who is the Jazz guy?
He's a new Philly guy.
You fucking with the Philly mob?
Offered me a lot of money.
For what, to fuck me?
No, not to fuck you. He offered me a lot of money, man. And you broke my arm, you asshole.
Offered you a lot of money for what? I know how this went down. Clay, you told me you got a fucking stooge who owes the West End guys for a bunch of fucking favors for taking care of his family while he was in the joint. Does that sound about right, Clay?
Jesus, you got a low opinion of people.
Don't fuck!
Fuck! I'm fucking around.
Don't fuck around.
Okay.
Don't fuck around. I want to know who the West End guy is, okay? You hear me? Don't fucking say anything. Anything except for that. Clay.
I can't go to the Philly guy empty-handed.
They paid me a lot of money to make the West End look weak.
Wheelman stares forward with his hand over his mouth. Clay bites his lip and glances away.
You fucked us up, man. You know what you did? You started a fucking mob. I started a mob.
I'm just trying to get ahead, man. I'm just trying to get ahead for a change.
Now I'm worse off than when I started. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Stupid.
I'm gonna square it with them. I'm gonna get straight with the West End guys because they took care of me when I was inside, okay? So I'm gonna take care of business. And then you're gonna get the fuck out of town.
Where am I?
I don't care.
What's gonna happen to me?
I don't know.
They're gonna kill me.
Hopefully they won't.
They're gonna kill me.
Hopefully they won't.
They're gonna fucking kill me.
Hopefully they won't kill you, Clay.
Oh, fuck. My dick is cold.
What?
My dick and my balls are cold.
Stop.
That's bad.
Stop. Shut up.
They're cold.
Don't say another word. Do not talk. Okay? I'm going to take $20,000 off the top, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to square it with them, and you're going to get the fuck out of my sight. And I don't want to see you.
Clay wipes his eyes.
You didn't switch out the cars yet?
Does it look like I switched out the cars, Clay?
I really need that fucking money.
Clay pulls a gun.
I'm sorry.
Clay!
Wheelman tries to wrestle the gun away.
Fuck! Clay!
Clay shoots himself.
Fuck. Motherfuck! Jesus Christ. What did you do? What did you do?
I'm fucked up.
Clay.
With blood smeared on the left of his face, Clay stares around in a daze.
Help me.
Fuck.
Help me.
I can't, Clay, I can't. Who is he? What's his name? What's the West End guy's name, Clay? Tell me. Tell me, Clay.
I'm gonna go.
Clay? You don't have time. Clay, listen to me.
Clay reaches for the door as his head jerks around.
Clay?
room.
His eyes roll around, then freeze as he slumps towards the door. He twitches, then stops moving.
Clay?
Wheelman pokes the back of Clay's neck.
Clay? Fuck.
Wheelman bows his head briefly, then reaches over Clay's motionless body towards the passenger side door. He shoves Clay's body out onto the curb. Outside, the body disappears in the distance as Wheelman pulls the car away from the curb and passes through an intersection. Wheelman stares through a bullet hole-ridden and blood-covered windshield as he cruises along. He glances over at two bullet holes. The car slows to a stop. He reaches towards the handbrake. He grasps the wheel. Inside, he reaches for the brown paper bag on the passenger seat and empties out a mason jar and an apple. With the paper bag, he wipes at the blood smeared on the inside of the windshield. He rests back in his seat and wipes his hands, then stares over at the passenger seat. He picks up a bullet and inspects it as he rolls it between his fingers. Later, outside of the car, fade to Wheelman driving across a bridge with suspension cables. The image fades to inside the car. Wheelman wears his earphone.
I said I knew you, I meant I know everything about you. I know you're not a pro driver. You're a weekend racer, you're an amateur. I know you did 3 years for that warehouse fire. And I know you borrowed a lot of money for your family during that time. Just a regular guy. You do what you have to do for your family, right? And I know you got a wife and daughter. Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
Wheelman hangs up, then dials Katie. He redials her.
Come on, Katie, pick up. Kate? You okay?
No.
What's wrong?
Dad, I talked to Mom, and this sucks.
Okay, yeah, I know it sucks, but listen.
Dad, Mom is gonna take custody.
She's not taking...
She said you blew it.
I didn't...
She did.
Look it, she's not taking... She can't do that. Your mom just gets like this, okay?
You left me alone, and you knew she would do this.
I know. I screwed up, all right? I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna make it right. All right? But I need you to do something for me. I need you to leave the house, okay?
What do you mean?
Tell Ryan to drive you up to Uncle Rich's house.
What?
Have him take you to Uncle Rich's house.
Dad, Ryan went home. What's going on?
Wheelman checks his watch.
You home alone?
Ryan left like you said.
All right, I need you to do something for me.
What?
Can you hear me? I want you to take my car somewhere.
Your car?
Yes, I want you to get in the Porsche, and I want you to go to the garage on Grand Street. You know where that is?
Dad, I am not allowed to drive on the road.
You are now, sweetheart, okay? It's just like driving on the track. You've done it 50 times. Only go a little bit slower. You take your time,
Dad,
okay?
Dad, what's going on? Why are you being like this?
Listen to me. Do you remember where the garage is on Grand, next to the shoe store? You remember?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to take my car there. I want you to go to level 5.
Okay.
Okay?
Dad.
Yeah.
Where are the keys?
The keys? Oh, shit, I got the keys.
You have them? What am I supposed to do?
Check the drawer by the sink. The left drawer by the sink that's all the pens and the stuff and...
The shit drawer?
The shit drawer. Check the shit drawer, baby. Go, hurry up. I'm gonna stay on the phone. Go. Kate?
Yeah, I don't see them, Dad.
Shit. All right, listen, just leave the house. I want you to walk out of the house and go.
Found them.
You got them?
Yeah.
You sure it's the right keys?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to me. Get in the car. You take your time. You can do this.
Okay. Okay.
All right? And I'll meet you there.
Bye, Dad.
All right, babe. Bye.
The apple in the mason jar full of a brown liquid in the passenger seat. Outside, he speeds with traffic down a highway. Inside the car.
What do you want?
Hey, listen, I need you to do me a favor and go meet Kate somewhere.
For what?
Can you just go meet her,
no.
Please?
Why? Are you in the car?
Jess.
My God, of course you're in the car. Of course you're driving. It's not paying for your family anymore. You're addicted. You can't not do it. You know
Jess?
You could just work at a garage and be home with your daughter right now.
Jess.
No, that's not for you,
hey, Jess?
Right?
Hey,
no,
Jess,
no,
hey, Jess,
no,
could
no.
you
that's
shut the fuck up for
you.
A second? This is serious. I need you to fucking do me a favor. I need you to go get her. All right? I need you to leave the house. Can you do that?
Fuck you. I can't get her tonight, okay? I can't get her tonight. I'll pick her up tomorrow. And I left you a message.
I know.
What do you mean, no?
No, I said I know. I said I know. I got the message. Just do me a favor and just go pick her up, please.
Yeah, I'm... Hang on.
What? No, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Jess,
God,
don't go anywhere.
Just hang on, please.
Don't, Jess. I need you to leave the house.
I gotta get the door.
Just
hang
go
on.
Now. Jess? Fuck. Jess! Pick up the phone!
Oh, son of a... Get another car.
Jess!
Shut your fucking mouth.
Jess! Fuck!
His face relaxes from a grimace as he gazes out of the windshield. Fade to beaming headlights amongst the blur of multicolored orbs. Later, fade to wheelman turning onto a brightly lit city street. The car crawls to a stop. He turns the keys in the ignition, then stares pensively forward. He rubs his hand over his face, then places his thumb on his brow and bows his head. His phone screen reads, incoming call, out of area. He taps answer.
You bring me that money now, yes?
I know you're not the guy.
You bring me that money, you can listen to her get fucked. I'll fuck her myself. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm at 32nd.
Where?
Near the tracks. Let me talk to him.
Stop the
Let
car
me talk
right there.
To
him. Stop the car right there. I'll have someone there in 2 minutes.
Incoming call. Unknown.
I didn't hijack your job.
You motherfucker. Do you still have the money? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
There's going to be fucking blood if that money doesn't come back to me right now.
He's got my wife. He's got my wife. You hear me?
All right. I get help.
How?
You start by bringing me the money. You bring me that money or I will...
What? What are you going to do? You going to kill me? Huh? No shit. You're going to kill me. I'd fucking kill me.
He has no use for her. Other than to leverage you. That's it. You have the money, you're in control. If you let him get the upper hand, he'll kill you both. You have the money.
I got a daughter! You fucking hear me? I got a daughter. He can fucking grab her too. He snatches her. That's what scares me. What the fuck scares you? The money? Is that what it's about, the money?
It's not my money. It's not my money. I guaranteed this job for someone else. This is bigger than $200,000. Clay put this job together. That shithead, Clay, sold it. This Philly motherfucker targeted this job. He's taking a bite out of me in front of every motherfucker in town. What do you think happens if you give that cocksucker the money? What happens to my people, to my family? This situation is a weapon. Me and mine will be eaten alive. That's what scares me. You're in over your head, and I'm the guy that could pull you out. What's it gonna be?
I still owe him the 3-year stretch.
Yes. You owe us a 3-year stretch. Yeah. And I could take care of that too.
Don't fucking magic show me here, man. Why should I trust you?
How old is she?
Who?
Your daughter. How old?
She's 13.
13. You help me save my family and I'll help you save yours.
What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to kill him.
Okay. I got him on the other line. What do I do? He's got my wife.
All right. You You set up an exchange. Just set it up and tell me where. That's it.
Do not fuck me.
Don't fuck you. You got the money, pal. You got the money.
Okay. Okay.
He switches calls from unknown back to out of area.
You still there?
What the fuck?
Let me talk to her.
You want to talk to her?
Let me fucking talk
to her. Talk to her alive. You pull the fucking car over and tell me where the fuck you are. You want to listen to me fuck your wife and cut her head off?
You're not going to do shit.
You have zero bargaining chips. Zero! I'll fucking kill this bitch. Do you want to see your wife again?
Ex-wife, fuck face. And I got your money, asshole.
Now driving, Wheelman ends the call. He adjusts himself in his seat. He glances down multiple times at the dark screen of his phone in the cup holder of the center console.
Come on.
He passes parked cars on the side of the street. He looks away from the phone. The screen illuminates. Incoming call, out of area.
You gonna calm the fuck down? Huh? Say it.
I'll calm.
You want this money? You better stop fucking around. First, I'm gonna talk to her, and then I'm gonna tell you where we're gonna make the exchange. Understand me? You fucking lay a hand on her, I'll fucking torch the money. You fuck with me, I'll torch the money. You pull any bullshit when I pull up, I will torch the money. Put her on.
Hello?
Jess, it's me. You okay?
Yeah, but I.
All right, don't talk. What? Don't talk. Listen to me. I want you to talk. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. He's not going to touch you. All right? I got what he wants. I'm going to give it to him. It's going to be fine. But I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to cry. Don't give him a reason to even look at you. You understand me? You just do what he tells you to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby. Put him back on. Don't say anything. Just put him back on.
So?
Top of film or a 19, 15 minute? Don't fucking be late.
If you don't give me...
Incoming call. Unknown.
Film or a 19th?
How long?
15 minutes. Top floor.
Good. Keep him there.
How are you gonna do it?
You just keep him there.
He's got my wife. What are you gonna do?
Keep him there until I get there. You pull this off, you bring him to me, we're square. Your 3 years are paid. You just keep him there.
Wheelman's car rocks down an uneven street, then brakes. Green light washes over his face as he slowly moves through an intersection. An SUV crashes into the back left side of his car. His car spins. Wheelman looks around wildly. A man exits the SUV with a gun. Wheelman ducks as bullets riddle his car. He grabs the AK-47 and fires back. He clears broken glass from his window. The man from the SUV falls to his knees as he is shot. The man fires sporadically as he stumbles back behind the SUV. Wheelman opens fire as the man attempts to drive away. The SUV smashes into a parked car. The glow from the traffic light over Wheelman's face changes from red to green. He glances around, then drives up beside the SUV and stares over at a blurred body slumped over the steering wheel. He speeds off down the street. He grips the steering wheel with one hand as he shifts gears. A brightly lit street is distorted in the broken windshield. His eyes reflect in the rear view as they dart towards his window. The haze of multicolored lights pass by the windshield. He readjusts his hands on the steering wheel, then glances towards the passenger window as the car slows to a stop. He steps around to the trunk of the car and opens it. He closes the trunk as he pulls out a green and black duffel bag, then places them on top of the car. He glances around, then rummages through the bags. He stares down at a small black device as he pulls it out of the green duffel bag.
Motherfucker.
Later, Wheelman's car wobbles as he turns down a puddle and pothole-filled alley. He passes a graffiti-covered building. Garbage and discarded debris rest against its walls. The car rocks as he slows at the corner of a building. He brakes as he stares down another alleyway to his left. He grabs the mason jar. A dirty rag hangs half out of it, half in the brown liquid. A makeshift Molotov cocktail. He adjusts the rag, then glances around the dark alley. He places the jar into the green duffel bag. He grabs Clay's handgun and stares down its sight, then stuffs it into his belt. He takes a bite of the apple, then exits the car. Outside, Wheelman strides down the adjoining alleyway with the bags as a thick smoke begins rising in the front seat of the car. The smoke drifts out of the windows, followed by flames. Out on a busy sidewalk, Wheelman keeps his head slightly lowered while he steps past two men drinking from cans. He glances over at the street as he passes two women chatting by a gated doorway. The bags hang by his side as he disappears into a crowd. In a brightly lit multi-level parking garage, Wheelman steps towards a column with a sign that reads 5B. He glances around as he moves past a parked car.
Katie.
He approaches an old-style white Porsche with black racing stripes, drops the bags by the hood, then stares into a window. He quickly crouches behind the hood of the Porsche and points the handgun towards an entryway. He stands and embraces a brunette teenage girl as she steps through a door.
Hey. I couldn't get a signal.
It's okay, you all right?
Yep. Yeah. Why did you have me drive over in the
car? Come on, let's go.
Car?
Good job. Here's the keys. Look at this. Nice parking.
He steps around to the hood.
Dad, what's...
He slides into the driver's seat.
That was the drive.
Fine, I guess. I mean, I worked on my downshifting the whole way.
Good girl. Heel toe?
No, just regular.
Her eyes shift around as she glances out of the window. He surveys the area, then pulls out of the parking space. They roll past multiple support columns. She looks over at him.
Dad, what's going on?
He shakes his head slightly as he navigates through the parking garage. Fluorescent bulbs shine down onto the windshield, which reflects the light fixtures above. The car speeds past the columns. Inside, he shifts gears. Wheelman's dirty, blood-stained jacket. She glances over at him.
Dad, you're bleeding.
I'm fine. It's not mine.
Why are you bleeding?
I'm fine. It's okay. It's
Dad, not you're not problem. Okay. We have to get you to the hospital.
Sweetie, it looks worse than it is. I'm fine. I'm not going to the hospital. Sit back. Sit back. Kate, listen to me. We have to take these two bags somewhere right now, okay? Do you understand that?
She nods.
Dad, what's in those bags?
Just something I have to deliver.
Money. Is it money?
It's money, yeah. You're
gonna go away again. You're gonna go to prison again.
I'm not going away. I'm not going anywhere, okay? We just have to deliver this money. That's it.
I don't believe you. Just tell them to come get it. Just tell them that you can leave it here. Just tell them that they have it. Just tell them that we're waiting.
Stop it. I can't. Look at me. I can't.
He focuses back on the road. She looks him over. Then her gaze shifts out of the window. They drive down a street running alongside a partially brick parking garage surrounded by orange traffic barrels. He turns into the entrance.
Everything's gonna be fine, Katie.
You don't know that, I can tell.
Everything will be fine.
Shut up, Dad. You're just gonna keep telling me bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
His eyes narrow as he stares out his window. He brings the car to a stop.
What do I tell you every time this car touches the track?
You're on the clock.
What are the two most important things when you're in this car?
Speed and timing.
Speed and timing. This is about both. I want you to take this car. I want you to go to your Uncle Rich's. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to talk to anybody. Don't tell anybody where you are. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Listen, here's my wallet. I want it back. Yeah? There's money in here and my ATM card. What's the PIN?
My birthday.
Your birthday. Go ahead. You tell your Uncle Rich your mom's gonna call you, and she will. Tell him to keep his promise, okay?
She shakes her head.
Daddy,
Kate,
I can't.
Kate, breathe, baby. It's okay.
He places a hand on her shoulder and gazes at her.
Daddy, I can't.
Okay. It's okay, baby. I want you to promise me something, okay? You don't ever do anything that doesn't feel right to you. In your gut, inside. Not for a boy, not for anyone, okay? Promise me. Promise me.
I promise.
You promise.
Tears fall down her cheek.
Slide over.
He exits the car. She slides into the driver's seat.
Okay, find your position. Where's your position?
She adjusts the seat.
Good. 9 and 3.
She grabs the steering wheel.
Deep breath. You're okay.
Eddie, I'm not okay. I'm gonna freak out.
No, you're not gonna freak out. You know why? Because you're my daughter. You're my daughter. You've done it 100 times. What do I always tell you, baby?
Find the line.
Find the line.
Gazing at her, he nods, then holds his hand up. She high-fives it. He smiles. He reaches inside the car towards the dash. The hood opens. He closes the hood down, then looks up. He smiles at her, and she gives a faint smile back. He grabs the bags. She watches as he steps away from the car, then climbs up a stairwell. He disappears around a corner. She stares forward, solemnly. She reaches towards her seatbelt. With a hand on the wheel, she reaches for the ignition. She grabs the stick shift. She accelerates up a slight incline. She slows as she passes another stairwell entry point, then speeds up as she turns a corner up the parking garage ramp. She glances towards the rear view, then reaches for the stick shift.
Focus.
She pulls a U-turn. Her foot presses down on the accelerator, and she pushes the stick shift forward. Light reflects off of the windshield and hood. She skids around a corner. The ground levels out as the Porsche reaches the top. The headlights cut out, and a shadow moves across her face. A concrete barrier reflects in the windshield as the car slows to a stop. She stares across a gap on a separate platform. With the bags at his feet, Wheelman faces two men as they exit a black SUV. Wheelman lights the Molotov cocktail. A woman appears.
Don't fuck me! What would you fucking do?
Wheelman throws the flaming jar at the SUV. The men open fire at him as he flees.
Let's go! Get him!
Kate puts on her seatbelt. She grabs the stick shift. The car stalls. With the headlights beaming, the Porsche speeds away. Bright lights pass over Kate's face as she steers down the parking garage ramps. She stares out of her window as she pulls up to a stairwell entry point. Wheelman runs towards the car.
Dad, where's Mom?
Don't pop it.
Where's Mom? Where's Mom?
She's safe. She's safe. Good? Control?
Where's Mom?
She's fine. She's safe. They're after us. Just drive. Drive.
They rocket past parked cars, drift around a corner, then exit the garage.
Good. Take a right. Take a right.
They turn out into the street.
Dad, what is going on?
Shift!
She slides over as he exits, then slides into the driver's seat.
Dad, you're gonna have to tell me what is going on.
Belt, I'm home for a ride, Kate. Put your belt on.
He stares towards the rear view.
Come on. Sit back!
An SUV appears behind them. Outside, smoke spins out from the Porsche's tires as Wheelman accelerates. The SUV trails their bumper. Inside, Kate glances at her side mirror while Wheelman stares at the rear view. He slams his feet on the brake. Outside, the Porsche drifts through an intersection. The SUV swerves as it avoids a car. The SUV speeds up and Wheelman turns a corner. Inside, the SUV drifts behind them. The Porsche drifts around a corner. The SUV swerves around another car. Inside, Kate reaches for her father's jacket pocket.
Phone. Answer it. Put it to my ear. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Moore
19,
where the fuck
stay
are
there,
you?
Stay there. He's on my tail. Stay there. I'm bringing him to you. Lower level, ground floor, you hear me?
Evergreen.
On Evergreen, lower level, ground floor. Stay there.
The man driving the SUV fires a gun from out of the driver's side window.
What?
Wheelman works the accelerator and clutch. Outside, the man shoots as the SUV swerves once more. Inside, Wheelman turns a corner past traffic barrels onto a walkway. He pulls the handbrake. They spin, then reverse down the walkway into a building entrance. The SUV charges after them. Wheelman passes by parked vehicles and rows of armed men who open fire on the SUV.
Down! Down!
The men pull the driver and another man from the SUV. The two occupants collapse onto the ground. Wheelman stares out as a man exits a black Cadillac-style vehicle. The man aims a gun at the SUV driver.
Fuck you.
The men glance up at Wheelman and Kate in the Porsche.
Give me the bags. I'll be right back. You stay down, okay? Stay down.
Wheelman exits the Porsche. Kate passes him the duffel bags.
Good girl. Stay down.
Outside the car, Wheelman approaches the man from the Cadillac who was wearing a black suit. Inside the car, Kate trembles as she stares over the dash. Outside, the man in the suit places his handgun into his belt, then does up a button on his suit jacket. Wheelman holds the bags, and the man steps forward and grabs them. He nods at Wheelman, who turns and steps back to the Porsche. Wheelman climbs in. The man in the suit hands the bags to an armed associate. The Porsche slowly reverses. Inside, Wheelman turns the Porsche around, then rolls down a corridor to a walkway. He slows at a metal barrier. He slips the car through the side, then turns out onto a street lined with parked vehicles. He glances away from his rear view as he stares out of his window. He adjusts himself in his seat as they turn a corner.
Okay? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She glances over at him.
Where's Mom? Then why was she here?
Mom's okay, baby. We're gonna go see her right now.
We're gonna meet her.
We're gonna meet her.
Dad, I'm sorry I didn't leave you like you said.
I'm glad you didn't leave me, like I said. It's good driving, baby. You did a good job. You did a hell of a job.
He cracks a smile. His smile fades. They cruise down a vacant road. Street lamps glow over parked cars on either side in front of dark shop fronts. Outside, fade to blurred, multicolored street lamps, car lights, and business signs shining in the distance. The wheel of the Porsche spins by a gas station. Light reflects off of its hood. Inside the car, Wheelman and Kate turn across an opening lane into the parking lot of a diner. The headlights cut off as they stop. He leans back in his seat. They stare at one another. His gaze lowers and she reaches for the door. Wheelman stares off pensively as Kate exits the car. He shakes his head slightly, then gazes up at Kate, who runs into the diner. He gazes over at one of the windows. Kate rushes up to her mom, who is at a booth. They embrace, then sit beside one another at a table. Kate's mother hugs her once more. Kate glances out of the window, down at her father in his car. Cut to black. Credits. Unit Production Manager George Pera. First Assistant Director K.C. Colwell. Second Assistant Director Craig Comstock. Co-producer Jamie Pride. Executive Producer George Pera. Co-Executive Producers Stephen Emery and Josh Dytel. Cast. Wheelman, Frank Grillo. Katie, Caitlin Carmichael. Clayton, Garrett Dillahunt. Motherfucker, Shay Wingham. Jessica, Wendy Maniz. Real Handler, John Senatiempo. Jazz Handler, Slane. Ben O'Cree, Jeffrey Samai. Mechanic, William Zafaris. Vinny, the pig behind the ram, Seth Ayotte. Stunt Coordinator, Eddie J. Fernandez. Wheelman Double, Jeremy Fry. Katie Double, Crystal Hooks. Clayton Double, Carl Paoli. Motherfucker Double, Tobias Dashkovich. Jazz Handler Double, Paul Short. Hip Hop Punk, Eddie James Fernandez Jr. Man with Jazz, John Vincent Mason. Motorcycle driver, Joe Dryden. Cop car driver, James Fierro. Bald guy, Chris Nolte. OG buddy, Mike Fierro. Security guard, Jeff Medeiros. Reels driver, Paul Marini. Reel handlers, man number one, Patrick M. Walsh Jr. Reel handlers, man number two, Chad Knorr. Reel handlers, man number three, Keenan Bray. Utility stunt, Danny Winans. Production. Production Supervisor, Sherry LaFranchi Blakeney. Casting. M.A. Angela Perry, CSA and Boston Casting Incorporated. Music by Brooke Blair and Will Blair. Music editor, Sebastian Zuleta. Cinematography by Juan Miguel Aspiros. Film editing by Padraic McKinley. Production design by Debbie Cutler. Costume supervisor, Dana Pacheco. Costume design by Virginia Johnson. Set decorator, Cameron Matheson. Set decoration lead man, William Costello. On-set dresser, Brian W. Buckley. Set dressers, Jonathan Champeau, Chris Conroy, and Wayne Kimball. Visual effects supervisor, Sean Devereaux. Script supervisor, Aidan Payne. Filmed in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. MA Films Office, War Party, The Solution Entertainment Group, Comerica Bank, Pacific Post, ProSite Specialty Insurance, SAG, AFTRA, 2017 Wheelman Production LL, all rights reserved. Wheelman, copyright 2017 by Wheelman Productions LLC, all rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.